Hello, Penguin Radio listeners. We are back with the Health Kick with DJ Spin, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. Before the break, I told you the first thing you were going to talk about was Dr. Oz's flat belly plan. So this plan is going to do three things for you in three simple steps. The first thing is it's going to shrink belly fat. It's going to help you shed excess pounds with MUFAs, which stands for monounsaturated fatty acids. And the last thing it's going to do is help you reduce inflammation, which is actually really good for your health because inflammation is what leads to a lot of diseases. So it's really easy. The first thing you're going to do is eat a low-fat Greek yogurt before every meal. And that's going to do a few things for you. One, it's going to curb your hunger a little bit so that you're not going to eat that big of a meal because each one of your meals is only going to be 350 calories. You're going to get protein from it. And here's an interesting fact. Calcium actually stops fat from getting into the cells. So right before you eat, you're going to have calcium in your body. And the fat that you eat, some of it's not going to go into your cells. So that's pretty cool. The next thing you're going to do is eat three MUFA meals per day. And again, MUFA stands for monounsaturated fats. And if you go onto my blog at thehealthkickwithdjspin.blogspot.com or on the Dr. Oz website, there's a chart where you can see 1 week's worth of meals. So for example, you might have a vanilla fruit and nut parfait for breakfast, some chicken lettuce wraps for lunch, and a little burger for dinner. So that sounds pretty good and doesn't really sound like you're on a diet. It's going to consist of one MUFA, monounsaturated fatty acid, one lean protein, and one complex carb. And a complex carb is going to be different than a simple carb. It's healthier for you. It's something like a grain, a vegetable, a fruit. And simple carbs is what you want to stay away from, which is white bread, white pasta, refined sugar. Those are all things that are going to increase inflammation and increase your belly size. So, and again, all the meals are going to be under 350 calories. So, and then the next thing you're going to do is eat one anti-inflammatory snack per day. So an example of that would be maybe a red bell pepper strip with a little bit of hummus on top, or a big bowl of fruit, or any produce that has a lot of color in it, because produce with a lot of color has a lot of flavonoids, and those flavonoids are going to indicate an anti-inflammatory food. The last step is you're going to beat the bloat with a ginger lemon mint tea. And that's going to have some mint, three bags of ginger tea, and some lemon juice. And you can also get that recipe on my blog at thehealthkickwithdjspin.blogspot.com. And after this music break, we're going to come back and talk about the 15 superfoods to kickstart your diet. Remember, you're listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu.
We beat the odds together. I'm glad we didn't listen. Look at what we would be missing. They said, I bet they'll never make it. But just look at us holding on. We're still together, still going strong. Still, you're still the one I long to, the one that I belong to. You're still the one I want for life. You're still the one that I love, the only one I dream of. You're still the one I kiss goodnight.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Health Kick with DJ Spin on radio.dominican.edu. So before the break, we talked about Dr. Oz's flat belly plan. And if you missed that, you can log on to my blog at The Health Kick with DJ Spin at .blogspot.com and get any of that information there. The next thing we're going to talk about is 15 superfoods to kickstart your diet. So this is something that you can do without even really being on a diet. Just add these foods into your diet and watch the fat melt away. The first one is avocados. Trim your tummy by packing your grocery cart with monounsaturated fats, easily remembered as MUFAs, found in nuts, olive oil, and seeds. MUFAs are a healthy source of energy to keep you going all day long. Other fat burners include avocados, green tea, and whole grains. I like to put avocados in my salad or make a guacamole and dip vegetables like red peppers and carrots. The next thing is raspberry ketone. Raspberry ketone is the primary aroma compound of red raspberries. This compound regulates adiponectin, a protein used by the body to regulate the metabolism. Raspberry ketone causes the fat within your cells to get broken up more effectively, helping your body burn fat faster. The recommended dose is 100 milligrams per day. To get the same benefit from the whole fruit, you'd have to consume 90 pounds of raspberries. That's a lot of raspberries. Remember though, raspberries are healthy, so you want to eat them and you want to get the flavonoids from them. They're anti-inflammatory, but to get the proper amount of raspberry ketone, you're going to have to get it in pill form. The next thing is chili peppers. Chili peppers contain something called capsaicin, the compound that gives these spicy peppers their zing. This also curbs your appetite while you eat. Not only that, it raises your body temperature, which may boost your metabolism. Add some chili sauce to your next omelet or burger and see for yourself. Vinegar. Vinegar will slow the absorption of carbohydrates and prevents sudden surges in your blood sugar. It also slows the passage of food from your stomach, keeping you fuller for longer. Add some zest to pasta or potatoes with sun-dried tomato vinaigrette. Next one is cinnamon. This delicious spice slows the passage of food through your stomach. It also lowers your blood sugar levels by stimulating glucose metabolism. I like to use cinnamon on my oatmeal, or if I have any dessert with cinnamon, I kind of feel less guilty about eating it because I feel like some of the sugar doesn't go into my body. Chia seeds. Chia seeds are super high in soluble fiber, which in addition to filling you up, has cholesterol-lowering properties and prevents the absorption of fat. For a hydrating metabolism-boosting beverage, try a chia seed cocktail. Add chia seeds, a slice of lemon, and a dash of agave to distilled water. Beans. Ignite your body's fat blasting furnace with beans. They'll keep you full and are high in resistant starch. This means that half the calories consumed cannot be absorbed. That's amazing. Imagine if you could, your body only absorbed half the calories you had per day. You could eat a lot more, which is great when you're exercising, by the way. They also reduce blood sugar and create the fatty acid butyrate, which also may burn fat faster. Studies show the butyrate improves mitochondrial function in your cells, leading to a decrease in fat. If you're worried about gas, fret not. The more beans you eat, the more your body will build up the good bacteria you need to digest them. So, for example, you can put beans in your salad. I like to put kidney beans in my salad. Once I made this really good burger when I was working for a family that only ate vegetarian. So instead of using meat, I smashed up kidney beans. Put a lot of other good stuff in there, and they actually really liked it. Next is pine nuts. Just one shot glass of full, or one shot glass full of pine nuts every day can help suppress hunger. Pine nuts contain pinealic acid, a naturally occurring fat that stimulates a glucagon-like peptide, both powerful hormones that alert the brain that the stomach is full. In one study, women who consumed pinealic acid reported a decreased desire to eat and also reduced their food intake by 36%. Things like this are really going to help you stay on your diet if you have trouble. These nuts also contain the highest protein content of any nuts, so they're a great two-for-one deal. Next is fennel tea. Squash your morning hunger by drinking fennel tea before bed. Fennel, known for its cleansing, clarifying flavor that helps reset taste buds and reduce cravings, also boosts digestion, facilitating the absorption of nutrients and reducing fat storage in the body. You can find fennel tea at health food stores or online. Cremini mushrooms. These portobello mushrooms have a delicious, meaty flavor. Blending cremini mushrooms with ground turkey is a great way to cut half the fat without losing the taste. The high-fiber mushroom mixture works well for any meal-based dish like tacos, meat sauce, hamburgers, and more. Apples. Apples are the perfect pre-dinner snack. Soluble fiber in apples, called pectin, reduces the amount of sugar and calories that's absorbed into the bloodstream after a meal. That's good news for folks who want to prevent type 2 diabetes, but it also makes apples one of the best snacks for dieters. Apple pectin prevents spikes in blood sugar that lead to increased fat storage. It will help you avoid the blood sugar crash and leaves you craving more food and can keep you satisfied for up to 2 hours. Next is green tea. Be sure to guzzle green tea to feel full between meals. Chock full a phytonutrient called EGCG. Green tea increases the hormone responsible for making you feel satiated. Drinking green tea has long-term benefits as well. It can prevent storage of excess fat, improve your appetite, regulating hormones, and change how your body handles cravings and metabolizes food. Pepitas. Pepitas is the Spanish word for pumpkin or squash seeds. High in omega-3 fatty acids, these seeds have shown to increase the body's ability to store fat. They're also high in protein and magnesium, which help curb cravings and strengthen muscles. Try eating 1 cup of seeds a few times a week by roasting them or sprinkling them on meals. And just two more left. Red lentils. Protein-rich and loaded with fiber, these legumes will help you stay fuller for longer. 1 cup provides about 3/4 of your daily recommendation of fiber. They can be eaten plain or as a substitute for meat. Watermelon. A recent study showed that women who ate water-rich foods lost 33% more weight in the first 6 months than women on a low-fat diet. Watermelon also contains vitamins A and C, as well as the mother of all antioxidants, glutathione, which is known to help strengthen the immune system. So there you have it. Simple, 15 simple things you can do to not only lose weight, because that's not the most important thing, but to be healthy and reduce inflammation. So when we come back, we are going to talk about 15 tricks to lose weight without ever going on a diet. You're listening to The Health Kick with DJ Spin on radio.dominican.edu. We'll be right back. Welcome back, Penguin Radio listeners. You're listening to The Health Kick with DJ Spin on radio.dominican.edu. Before the break, we were talking about Dr. Oz's flat belly plan and 15 superfoods. In case you missed it, I'll just recap what those 15 superfoods were. Avocados, raspberry ketone pills, chili peppers, vinegar, cinnamon, chia seeds, beans, pine nuts, fennel tea, cremini mushrooms, apples, green tea, pepitas, red lentils, and watermelon. Before I move on to my next health topic of the day, I just want to make a couple Dominican announcements. Tomorrow, Wednesday, February 13th, is the Majors Fair. Students can meet with departments on campus to learn more about their discipline and requirements. There will be raffle door prizes. And I'll actually be there tomorrow from 1 to 2, telling everybody about all the things that the communications department has to offer. Now, this is really exciting. Also tomorrow on February 13th at 7 p.m. at the Angelico Concert Hall, Al Gore will be speaking. Ours is a time of revolutionary change that has no precedent in history. With the same passion he brought to the challenge of climate change and with his decades of experience on the front lines of global policy, former Vice President Al Gore surveys our planet's beclouded horizon and offers a sober, learned, and ultimately hopeful forecast. Gore identifies six critical drivers of global change. This absorbing and visionary work is a map of the world to come from man who has looked ahead before and been proven all too right. That's what he's going to talk about tomorrow night. Tickets are $45, and that's going to include an autographed copy of the book. And the last thing is 1 Billion Rising. For those of you who don't know, 1 Billion Rising is actually a global cause to bring public awareness and activates the supporters of writers, thinkers, celebrities, and women to end violence against women and girls. So on Thursday, February 14th, Dominican University will be in the Marin County location for 1 Billion Rising, the global movement to call action to end violence against women and girls. There's going to be a meeting at Angelico Hall at 1:40, and that's a 90-minute teach-in where we're going to learn about global and local issues surrounding the violence toward women. Mark Bartolini, former director of USAID's Office of U.S. Foreign Disaster Assistance, will discuss the international and humanitarian efforts focused on reducing violence against women and girls. Afterwards, there's going to be, or actually, sorry, before that, at 11:50 a.m., there's going to be a march from school here at Dominican down to San Rafael's 4th Street Plaza. And then when we get back, there'll be the teach-in. So there's going to be a video presentation, there's going to be a theater performance, some speeches, so it should be really great, and it'll be a great way to come out and support a great cause. All right, next thing, 15 things you can do to kickstart your diet without actually ever going on a diet. These are really easy things. Everyone thinks that being on a diet and trying to get fit is hard, and it's actually not hard at all if you can do these 15 things. The first thing is to slice up your food on your plate so it looks bigger. And I saw all of these I saw on the Dr. Oz show as well. He brought out two plates. One of them had a piece of whole chicken and some whole vegetables. And then the other plate had the same thing, except everything was cut up. And he asked the audience which plate looked bigger. And everybody said the plate where the food was cut up looked bigger, when actually there was the same amount of food on each plate. And what this does is going to trick your mind into thinking that you're actually eating more food, and it's going to help your brain register being full. The next thing is to substitute barley for breakfast. This is because one serving of barley has 16 grams of fiber. And this is going to help you eat about 300 less calories per day. The third thing is to get pickled. And by that, I mean to eat pickles or any other vegetable that's pickled. Because the vinegar in that reduces your blood sugar and the amount of insulin produced in the body. So not only is lowering your blood sugar going to help you lose weight, but again, that's going to help you reduce inflammation and help you be much healthier. Because insulin eventually deposits fat in the body. Because when there's a spike in insulin, the body cannot cope with all the insulin and then needs to deposit fat. So what you're going to do is 1 to 2 servings of pickled vegetables before every meal. And it's as simple as that. The next thing is to use a big fork and a small plate. Studies have shown that people who use a small fork actually eat more because each bite is so small that their brain isn't registering how much they're eating and they think they're not getting as much food. So they're actually going to take more bites of food and end up eating more. But if you use a big fork and each bite's bigger, your brain's going to think that you're eating more food. And then it kind of works the same way with a small plate. If you put the same amount of food on a small plate, your brain's also going to think you're eating more food. The next thing is to drink 1 glass of Metamucil 30 minutes before every meal. Just like with the barley, fiber keeps you full and less likely to overeat. So what you should have is about 7 grams of Metamucil per day. It's just a fiber drink, but you split it up 3 times. Another thing you can do is to have hot soup, some kind of clear broth, and eat it right with every meal, probably before the meal would be best. And that's actually going to cut down about 20% of the calories that you eat before each meal. That's what studies have shown. And there was a woman on the show who actually, on the Dr. Oz show, who did this. And it was the only thing that she did. She didn't exercise. She didn't go on any diet. She just ate her hot soup before each meal. And she actually ended up losing 155 pounds over, I think, 2 years. The next thing is for a snack, instead of having chips or something like that, to have a combo of cheese and vegetables. There's something about the cheese and the vegetables that's going to make you not want to snack as much. And you're going to shed about 1 pound a week, according to a study at Cornell University. Next thing you can do is, let's say you want to have a glass of wine or any other drink that's going to have a lot of calories or increase your inflammation, use a skinny glass. If you put a tall, skinny glass next to a short glass, the tall, skinny glass is probably going to make it look like you're drinking more liquid, but really you're having about 3 ounces less. And that might not seem like that much, but that's actually, if you're having a glass of wine, for example, 75 calories. So that's just a little thing you can do and to lose weight over a long period of time. Next, this is actually Jennifer Hudson's favorite thing to do. She loves veggie lasagna. And if you don't know, she's actually the spokesperson for Weight Watchers. And she used to be overweight. And so she joined Weight Watchers and lost a ton of weight. And she looks great. And what she does is she replaces the noodles in the veggie lasagna with eggplant slices. The next thing you can do is actually kind of funny. This lady was on the Dr. Oz show that did this. She just ordered a kid's meal every time she went out to eat at the restaurant. Because every time you go out to eat, they give you such big portions. And she just didn't want to eat all that. And she also didn't want to bring home that unhealthy food to eat later. So when she ordered the kid's meal, she actually lost 57 pounds in 5 months. And just to, before you think she's crazy, to give you an idea, if you ordered a cheeseburger at just an average fast food place, that would be 700 calories for an adult meal. But for kids, it's only 290 calories, which with a drink or a salad is actually a much more reasonable sized meal. The next thing is to have carbs for breakfast. Everybody always says, don't eat carbs if you're on a diet. Well, the thing is that your body needs carbs. Also, just to keep you healthy and to keep you happy. There's something in carbs that raises your serotonin levels and keeps you healthier and keeps you happier. And that's going to actually help you sustain your diet. If you deprive yourself, eventually you're going to break down and you're just going to eat everything in sight. So eat something healthy, though, like some oatmeal or maybe a whole grain muffin or some quinoa or anything like that. But try and eat it for breakfast, because if you eat it for breakfast, your body is going to be able to burn that all day long. The worst time to eat carbs is probably in the evening. The next thing is rooibos tea. That's R-O-O-I-B-O-S-T. And that's something that you can drink to replace sodas or any other sweet drink. It's caffeine free, it's a red tea, and it's naturally sweet. So this can help you reduce cravings for all those other drinks. It's actually really good if you ice it too. And by doing that, you can lose an average of 1 pound per week. The next thing is to reduce your sweet cravings as well. And you can actually just smell vanilla. So you could light a vanilla candle, you could use some vanilla lotion, and watch your sugar cravings disappear. And lastly, you're going to brush your teeth after every meal. Not only is this good for your teeth, and you actually probably should brush your teeth after every meal, the flavor, if you use peppermint, is proven to suppress appetite, and it also signals to your brain that you're done eating and you're probably not going to eat again. And if any of you have ever tried to eat right after you brush your teeth, the food tastes really gross. And I at least don't have much of an appetite after I eat. All right, we're going to go do a quick music break. You've been listening to The Health Kick on radio.dominican.edu.
Nothing lasts forever. Nothing stays the same. We can live our lives like angels, but we all feel the pain. Though I never said I loved you, before you said goodbye, your still small voice, yes, it comforts me when I close my eyes at night. You say, it's not over, no, no, it ain't over, it's just begun, so don't you worry, son, you must realize I'm still looking through your eyes. Honesty and smile and you say, it's not over, no, no, it ain't over, it's just begun, so don't you worry, son, one day you realize I'm still looking through your
listening to The Health Kick with DJ Spin, and this is DJ Spin on radio.dominican.edu. Before the break, we talked about the 15 tips that you could use to trim some fat without ever going on a diet. Here's a couple more things that I found on Instagram during the break. To keep your tummy feeling full and happy longer, try oatmeals, almonds, olive oils, berries, whole grains, or avocado. That's basically what we talked about in the last segment, eating fiber and MUFAs, monounsaturated fatty acid. To help break down fat, try eating eggs, lean meats, yogurt, and low-fat dairy foods. Try snacking on peanut butter, but not too much because it has a lot of calories, to help prevent belly bloating. And remember, the other thing you could do to help prevent belly bloating, which is very uncomfortable, is to have the ginger mint lemon tea. Next, chilies, skim milk, green tea, and coffee can help speed up your metabolism to burn fat faster. Snacking on apples can help prevent fat absorption in your system. And lastly, this is really important, you need to stay hydrated. Drink water. It'll help you drop weight and will help by helping your body fuel up its natural fat burning process. Also, drinking a lot of water helps you feel full. And I heard somewhere that sometimes when you've already eaten, you just kind of still have a lot of appetite, even though you're not really hungry, it's actually because you might just be thirsty because you haven't had enough water that day. So always make sure you have enough water. And I just want to talk about, a lot of my show is focused on dieting and is focused on losing weight. And I just want to make sure I let you guys know, I don't want to give the message that you need to lose weight and you need to change your body to look good or even to be healthy, because a lot of skinny people can be very unhealthy. But it's something that is really important to a lot of people. Like I said at the beginning of the show, the average woman spends 30 years of her life on a diet. So I think that means a couple things. One, obviously the diets aren't working, because either they're spending forever on diets that don't work, or the diet does work, but then they can't go back to a healthy lifestyle after the diet, which forces them to go back on a diet again. So that's why I get a lot of things from the Dr. Oz show, because all these things, they're not really diets. They're just a lifestyle change. And I think that that's really great. And I think that it's good to get dieting advice from a doctor like Dr. Oz, who would never recommend some kind of a crash diet, but instead would recommend you to just make a healthy lifestyle change. And if you want to lose weight, then these are some things you can do. And I think a lot of his shows are just geared towards women, and that's kind of a main concern for a lot of women. But now we're done with that, and we're going to move on to a bunch of other health topics. And again, on the Dr. Oz show, because I watch it all the time, there is a phenomenon that I heard about called spontaneous healing. And it's actually a Harvard-studied medical phenomenon where basically you get diagnosed with cancer or some kind of disease, and all of a sudden, for no reason at all, your body just heals. And there was a woman on the show who had incurable cancer, and I think it was lymphoma cancer. And the doctor said, basically, look, we can't even do anything about this. You only have a little while left to live. And actually, we're not even going to do chemo because that won't even do anything. And so she went home, obviously devastated, and she saw her family all playing and having fun in the pool. And she said to herself, well, these people are going to be happy, and these people's lives are going to go on. Look at them. But my life is ending, so I need to do something for me because I don't have that much time left. So she let go of all the stress in her life. She started exercising. She started just doing things for her. And then she went back to the doctor a few months later, and they said, we don't know what happened, but your cancer is just gone. And they have absolutely no idea what happened. She didn't go through any treatment. And what it was spontaneous healing. And it's not a miracle. It's an actual scientific thing. And Dr. Oz called her doctors. He looked at her medical records. She really did have the cancer. She really was in total remission. And he said that what she did was basically put her body into healing mode by eating healthily. She was eating low inflammatory foods. She was exercising, and she was letting go of all the stress in her life, because stress is one of those things that can actually cause or at least exacerbate a lot of diseases. So I thought that was pretty cool. And then another show that I like to watch is The Doctors. And The Doctors is kind of like the Dr. Oz show, except they talk about things that are a little bit less cutting edge. They don't focus too much on diets, but kind of more common sense health and medical advice. And instead of one doctor, it's actually a panel of doctors. There's a woman there, and then there's three men. And the woman, I think, is a gynecologist. And her name's Lisa. Then there's a man, Travis, who's an emergency room doctor. There's another one who I think is just a pediatrician or just a regular medical doctor who sees clients in his office for checkups and stuff like that. And then there's another one who's a plastic surgeon. So you learn about topics that each of those people specialize in. And it was really funny because last week on Penguin Press Pass, which is a news show that we do with all the students here at radio.dominican.edu, I had to do three news stories about health. And two of the news stories that I picked actually ended up being on The Doctors later that afternoon. So one of them was that there's a new whooping cough strain, and that's the pertussis virus, it's also known as that, that is in the U.S. right now and came from, well, first it was in Japan and it was in France, and now it's here. And what's scary about it is that this strain may be resistant to vaccines. And not fully resistant, you can get the vaccine and there's still a chance that you will be protected from it, but it won't be a for sure chance that you will be. And what they said on the doctors was that the antibiotic used to treat vaccine is actually really over, or sorry, used to treat the pertussis is actually really overprescribed, and people are going to the doctors and saying that they have a cold or any other ailment, and the doctors are prescribing the pertussis, otherwise known as whooping cough, antibiotic for that. So people are starting to become resistant to them, and they think that that's what part of the problem is. And so Lisa, the gynecologist, I can't remember her last name, she said, though, that if you're pregnant, make sure you get the pertussis vaccine. Doesn't matter if you have whooping cough or not, but otherwise, just don't get those antibiotics because they're just going to make your body resistant to the vaccine. And then the next thing they talked about, which I talked about on Penguin Press Pass, was Governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, was being attacked for his weight by the former doctor for the White House. And I think she was the doctor when Clinton was in office and also Bush, and she's no longer there. And she was being interviewed on CNN, and she said that if Chris Christie was going to run for president in 2016, that he better lose weight because he was at risk for heart attack. And obviously he was really offended by that she went public and singled him out for his weight. And what he said was that she must be a genius because she's 2,000 miles away and somehow knows what state his health is in, when actually he's in perfect health. And he said, quote, "I'm the healthiest fat guy you'll ever meet." And then I think he was totally right to be upset about that. But then I think he did a good thing by going on The Late Show with Dave Letterman and just kind of making fun of himself a little bit for his weight. I think he picked up a donut or something, which shows that, yeah, he was angry when someone attacked him, but then he has a good sense of humor and can kind of laugh it off. And what they were talking about on the doctors, but that's actually a really delicate subject for them, because sometimes they have someone in their office who might be unhealthy, and part of the reason is because they're overweight, and they have to really delicately tell that person that they're overweight without offending them. And it's actually something that's really hard to do, because depending on the way you say it, you might make someone go in the wrong direction, and they would never want to cause anybody any pain and make them maybe develop an eating disorder or do something unhealthy. And another thing they said was that it was really unfair to single him out like that, because a lot of skinny people can be unhealthy too. And just because, yeah, if you're overweight, you might have more of a chance of being unhealthy, but that's definitely not an absolute thing. So earlier in the show, I made a couple announcements, and if anyone has just tuned in and missed those, I just want to repeat those again. Al Gore is going to be here tomorrow, February 13th, in Angelico Hall. Tickets are $45 and includes an autographed copy of the book. Also tomorrow, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., is the Major and Minors Fair, where students can meet up with departments on campus to learn more about their discipline and requirements. There will be raffle door prizes. And I will be there tomorrow from 1 to 2, talking about the communication department and how great it is, and telling people about my show that you're listening to now. And the last thing is 1 Billion Rising, which is the cause, the global cause, to help end violence against women and girls. So Dominican's doing their own event for that, and that's going to be on February 14th. So at 11:50 a.m., there will be a march down to 4th Street, and then they'll be back again at Angelico Hall at 1:40 for a 90-minute teach-in. We'll be right back. You've been listening to The Health Kick with DJ Spin on radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back. You're listening to The Health Kick with DJ Spin on radio.dominican.edu. So we're coming to the end of my show, and we're going to do a little recap here in case you missed anything. First, I talked about the flat belly plan, where you can reduce inflammation in your body and reduce bloat with only 3 simple steps. And again, you can get all of that information on my blog at thehealthkickwithdjspin.blogspot.com. After that, we talked about the 15 tricks you can use to lose weight without ever dieting, which will be on my blog coming soon. We also talked about the new medical phenomenon studied by Harvard known as spontaneous healing, where people actually are diagnosed with cancer and then go into remission without ever getting any treatment, just by changing their lifestyle to a healthy lifestyle. And we also talked about the pertussis virus strain, which is really scary because it's a new strain in the US which might be resistant to vaccines. And then after that, we talked about the New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, being attacked for his weight and what he did. And remember, we have some great events coming up in the next couple days. Dominican is hosting 1 Billion Rising on February 14th to call for an end against violence to women and girls. There's going to be the Majors Fair tomorrow, where students can meet with departments on campus to learn more about their discipline and requirements with the raffle prizes. That's from 11 a.m. to 2. And I'll be there from 1 to 2 talking about the comm department and my radio show. And very exciting, Al Gore will be here tomorrow, February 13th at 7. Tickets are $45, and that will include an autographed copy of the book. So be sure to tune into my next show next Tuesday at 4. And also, don't miss my girl DJ KK's show, Tea Time, tomorrow and every Wednesday from 3 to 4. Well, she'll be talking about everything TV. So if you like The Bachelor, Pretty Little Liars, The Vampire Diaries, and any other hot shows, she's your girl to get all the scoop on that. So you have been listening to The Health Kick with DJ Spin on radio.dominican.edu, where you can listen to students giving their radio shows, 24/7 music, local, world, and news, sports, and entertainment news, all student produced right here at radio.dominican.edu. Have a great afternoon, everyone.